The Altius String Quartet is visiting Northern Michigan University this week with workshops and classes, not just on the NMU campus, but in the area school districts as well. And they're accompanied by Dr. Robert Engelhardt, who is the head of the Department of Music here at Northern Michigan University. And before the quartet gets in here, Rob, how did they get here and how did they become part of this? Is this part of a new project that's going on?
Yes, it certainly is, Stan. Good to be here. Very exciting development through the NMU Foundation, a new endowment called the Cyril, S-I-R-I-L, Cyril Endowment for the Music Arts is being formed and established. This is a pilot project to see how this will work in the future to bring guest artists and other educational things on campus with the idea of reaching the wider student body for classical music and increasing their appreciation for it. So this group was turns out to be just the ideal choice. We were put in contact through one of our faculty members, suggested that we call the Fischhoff Chamber Music Competition, and this group won the silver medal last year. And with just a few emails and contacts, it was able to make really pretty much last-minute arrangements because we didn't start on this till November, and you know how it is. So we're just delighted to have them here.
And this is, in a way, the second event or visit that's part of this new Cyril
The first actual visit by real-life people, but we had a wonderful inaugural opera broadcast from the Jammerich Hall Auditorium last month of Le Livre d'Amore. And next week, we're having a ballet broadcast also from Jammerich. So those are the three events of this pilot project this semester.
Both from the Royal Opera?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Very exciting.
None other than. Mm-hmm. Well, this is great. Are there any future projects that are coming down the line, or are you kind of...
They haven't been planned yet.
No?
As a result of this experience, then we'll put our heads together and figure out next year's schedule.
Okay.
So next year there will be a combination of visiting artist, perhaps visiting scholar on music, and these opera and ballet broadcasts. That's the intent.
Okay. Well, we'll have the Altius String Quartet come into our studio as soon as all the instruments are out of the case, because guess what, everybody? They're going to play for you. Are live on the air here on Humoresque, so stay tuned. Well, as you are hearing in the background, we're getting things ready for a live performance, kind of a rare thing for us here on Humoresque, and it's with the visiting string quartet to Northern Michigan University, the Altius Quartet. They've been together for about 3 or 4 years now, and they come from a diverse backgrounds. In fact, the first violinist, Andrew Giordano, is from Williamsport, Pennsylvania. The latest addition to the group, violinist Joshua Ulrich, comes from St. Petersburg, Florida, the old stomping grounds of our station manager, Ellen Massaro, I might add. The violist, Andrew Krim, is from Dallas. And the cellist, Zachary Reeves, comes from OK, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And I have one of you in here.
Yes.
You are Andrew?
I'm Joshua.
Joshua? Oh, the new kid on the block, so to speak.
New kid on the block.
Yes. We'll share a mic here. This is one of those things where when you're in public radio, you have to just kind of do with what you got. First of all, you joined in what, 2013?
2014.
2014, so
spring of,
you really are
I'm
new.
I'm really, just a year.
Okay.
Just a year this month. So.
Okay. I'm going to let the new kid talk here first, and so he can tell everybody about you guys. How did y'all get together, first of all?
Well, the quartet formed in 2011 at the Southern Methodist University.
Okay.
And it happened to be that Zach was the director of a nonprofit concert series called Bridge the Gap, and Zach brought the three of them together plus another violinist, and it just stuck. It's amazing chemistry.
And they wore out the other violinist right away, and
ended
up joining.
Right away, and I joined in, and I quickly put through my paces.
Okay. Let's see. Our cellist is Zachary Reeves, and you and Andrew and both Andrews, I understand, are the founding members of this organization. Who would like to step up to a mic here? Those mics don't work. These do down here, so yeah. And the tall boy here.
Yeah, that's right.
The tallest one with the longest instrument. Here we go. Here we go. Now, Zachary, Southern Methodist, were you all undergrads at the time?
Actually, we were all doing graduate school, some of us master's programs and some of us an artist certificate program.
Yep.
But either way, we all got there at the same time in 2011 and had a two-year degree. And so we met almost at the very beginning and then finished out our 2 years there. And then actually SMU was really supportive of the quartet and created a one-year residency for us, where we kind of helped the school with recruiting and did a lot of outreach programs for them, and also had some featured concerts and everything. So we did that for a year, and then just this past August we moved to Boulder, Colorado, where we're the graduate quartet in residence at the University of Colorado.
Okay.
And we are mentored by the Takash String Quartet, who are...
Oh, let's drop some names here.
Yeah, wow.
Not bad.
Yeah, they're they're kind of like our parents in a way, but they're just legends in the chamber music world. They've been touring together for like 40 years,
mm-hmm.
so we get really incredible artistic and professional guidance from the four of them, and it's really just kind of a dream come true working with them.
Why did you guys decide to use your talents to teach others or give classes instead of concentrating on performance?
I mean, I think that there definitely has to be. There's a healthy balance, of course. I mean, obviously, we love to perform, but one of the big reasons that we formed in the beginning was because chamber ensembles have a unique ability to take music wherever they want. It's really difficult to get new audiences to the concert hall, and you can't take a symphony orchestra to a pub or a cafe or anything like that. You can't do that.
They're not that big.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that was kind of what inspired us from the beginning, is that we had this unique ability to kind of be advocates for classical music and just take it to the people.
Okay. And you've done that quite a bit. In fact, you've been to the Marquette Public Schools.
That's right.
Back from the high school?
Literally like 15 minutes ago, we were just playing for high schoolers. We were kind of running all over Marquette, but it's been great.
Well, that's great. That's great. Well, you know, we always put our musicians to work here.
Of course.
And
hard.
And then, of course, you're wrapping it up with a concert for the public this Saturday night, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, this hall here at Northern Michigan University is one of the most beautiful spaces we've played in. It's a real, real treat. We got to have a... Yeah, we had a little rehearsal in there last night, and we're just like... just going gaga over how beautiful it sounded.
I was going to say it's a very live hall.
Yeah,
yes.
It's great.
Yes.
It's great. So, we're going to play a couple of pieces movements from the pieces that we're playing this weekend. Do you want us to play now?
Let's begin the playing portion of this. I'll just move some mics around so everybody will hear a little bit of rumbling.
Sure.
Should we introduce?
Yeah. So the first piece we're going to play is... a movement from a Haydn string quartet. We're going to play the first movement for you guys, and this will be the first piece on our program this Saturday. And Haydn is one of our favorite composers to play. He kind of standardized this form of string quartet with two violins, viola, and a cello.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
And so he wrote 68 of these things, which is mind-boggling. But so this particular one is the Quartet in C Major, Opus 74, number 1, and it's a really fun piece to play.
All right, the Altius String Quartet.
Thank you.
I can hear the applause out in the audience right now. That was wonderful. And what are your ages, may I ask?
Sure. I'm 32 years old.
Okay, 32.
I'm 27.
27?
I'm the baby of the group at 26.
And?
I'm also 27.
27. And you've only been working together for about 4 years. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, less time for you, Joshua. It takes sometimes a generation for certain string quartets or any small chamber ensembles to get it together, if you know what I mean, be able to communicate with each other. But I'm watching all of you, giving each other little looks here and there, and the little nods and the little shoulder shrug, all these different little cues you probably don't even realize you're doing, and it's keeping the whole thing in sync. I'm impressed. I'm very impressed.
Thank you so much.
And let's see, how about you? You are Andrew?
Yes.
The other Andrew.
The bearded Andrew.
The bearded one.
Oh, that's right. Three clean shaven and one with a beard. Well, yeah. You know, that's how it was with ZZ Top at one point.
I'm working on that too, yeah.
Well, Andrew, now that you guys have incorporated your second violinist, Joshua, into this group, how much have you been able to do touring and so forth with this setup here?
Actually, when Josh first joined us in June, we played a concert 2 days after he got here. We
kind of threw him in the fire.
Yeah. We got done. We did a competition in May, and then we took like 2 weeks off, and then Josh came, and we put on a concert. And I mean, ever since he's joined, we've kind of just been sprinting across the country trying to put together concerts and different projects, and it's been pretty exhilarating, actually.
I have to ask, are there any plans to do a recording?
Preliminary talks, yeah. We've been talking about it, throwing around some ideas. We like to play a lot of pop covers. So we're trying to figure out a way to do some sort of crossover album where we pair like some pop tunes also with the great string quartets.
Well, you wouldn't be the first. It's not like you're breaking new ground. It's just a matter of what you decide to play.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And let's see. I was going to say, as far as doing anything in studio or rehearsal or in workshops or in a concert hall, got any preferences as to what kind of venue you enjoy the most?
I mean, I think
that's open to anybody to answer, by the way.
Well, Reynolds Recital Hall is pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
We'd love to rehearse in there all day.
Yeah, we've played obviously, like I said, as a chamber group, you know, you play in a really wide variety of venues. We were just talking to some students the other day about one of our favorite concerts was actually one of the very first concerts that we played. And it was in Paonia, Colorado, if you've ever heard of that town. It's super small. It's kind of like a little mountain town. But we played through this series through a really close friend of ours who directs the series. And that was, yeah, so she was kind of the first person to take a chance on us where we actually played a full concert, just us. And this particular venue was, it used to be like a maintenance garage, turned into a dance studio / art gallery, and then they had kind of a put-up stage, and we were like, what in the world are we doing here? And it ended up being actually beautiful acoustics, and the crowd was one of the best crowds that we've ever had. We played a Beethoven quartet, and we also, like, for an encore, we played Jimi Hendrix cover that we had done back then. And I mean, people went nuts. It was great. So that was one of our favorites, and it was in the least expected place. So you just never know.
And Andrew Giordano, one of the founding members, is obviously the quiet one. You don't willingly jump right in there and say, "Okay, I got something to say." Do you have anything to say?
It's funny you say that I'm the quiet one. I would say I might come across as like the shy or kind of easygoing one. But when it comes to who's actually loudest, I don't know. I give these guys a run for their money.
Definitely.
For sure.
No. He likes to make lots of noises.
Yeah, I'm sort of the weird one of the group, you know?
Well, in a way, you have to be a little weird to get into a group like
definitely.
This. You know?
Yeah.
You've got to mix it up in personality and everything.
Oh,
else.
I know.
He and my nephew get along super well.
Okay.
Can you give
him
one of your sounds?
One of my sounds.
Get close to the mic so they can really hear it.
Pressure's on now. All right. So for those of you listening out there, here's one of my odd sounds that I tend to make.
Okay. somebody watched Signs one too many times. Well, what about repertoire? You were talking about covering pop music, but when it comes to the serious pieces like the Haydn quartets and others, are there any favorites, or are you trying to be as broad ranging in your repertoire as possible?
I have my personal favorite are the Beethoven string quartets, and we actually were fortunate enough to play the late Beethoven Opus 131 just recently in a concert in Colorado. So it was pretty amazing.
Wow, great. Do you have another one you'd like to play for us?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'd like to play we're also playing this Saturday night at 7:30. It's the first movement to Mendelssohn's second quartet in A minor.
All right. Once again, here's the Altius String Quartet.
Thank you.
Play that fast. Is that the original tempo marking for that?
Yeah.
It is?
It's just marked Allegro Vivace.
Okay, so there's a little discretion here. Yeah. So you must drink a lot of coffee right before you play these. Yeah.
Oh, man. I'll tell you.
I'm talking with the Altius String Quartet visiting Northern Michigan University this week and concluding their series of visits to school districts in the area and doing workshops here on campus with a concert taking place this Saturday evening at 7:30 in Reynolds Recital Hall here on the campus of Northern Michigan University. And again, we were talking about how you thought that Reynolds Hall was such a great venue to play in. But you've been to a lot of different places. You talked about that converted, I guess, storage building that became your first gig. What are some of the other venues you guys have played in?
Yeah. Oh, let's see. I mean, we've definitely played at a lot of university campuses.
Mm-hmm.
Notably, there's a really great hall at the University of Colorado that we play in regularly. Back when we were at Southern Methodist University, there's also a really good hall there for chamber music.
The hall at Notre Dame, DeBartolo,
yes,
is really great.
Really beautiful space.
Do you like being in the larger venues just for the sake of having a larger crowd to perform for or to listen to your performance, or would you rather be in a smaller, more intimate space?
You know, I feel like it really depends on the audience, what we prefer. Because, for example, the high school that we just played at here in Marquette, the orchestra class, they were so enthusiastic. And they're really listening well. And so it really gave us a ton of energy. And I think it's that way. And any time we play for an audience that's really enjoying what we're doing or reacting well, then that then becomes our favorite venue or our favorite performance or something. So right. I think a lot of times, I mean, obviously it's nice to play in a really nice concert hall. But if we're playing in like a really small venue or like a bar or a cafe and people are really enthusiastic, then we love it. You know,
right.
It just depends on the audience.
And you can always feel the vibe of the crowd. It's just always palpable. And it's just, so that really drives us to play. It's,
yep.
I think I always play for an audience. I love the audience. I love
the fact
that we have an audience. Yeah.
Well, I'm assuming that we're going to have a little more music here to finish things off. But first, I'd like to remind our listeners that you're listening to a live performance and interview with members of the Altius String Quartet from Colorado, Boulder, Colorado, where they're the Graduate String Quartet in Residence at the University of Colorado Boulder under the tutelage of none other than the Takash Quartet. I love to say that. That's one of my favorite string quartets, by the way.
Ours too?
Yes, I'm sure it is. And the violinists are Andrew Giordano, who is one of the founders, along with Joshua Ulrich, Andrew from Williamsport, Pennsylvania, and Joshua from St. Pete in Florida, St. Petersburg. Violist Andrew Krim from Dallas and cellist Zachary Reeves of Oklahoma City are also founding members of the string quartet. I'm assuming you plan on being together for some time to come because you appear to be getting together and getting along very well here.
That's definitely the plan. Actually, it's funny that you say that because we were talking to one of our mentors from the Takash Quartet just last week. And he was saying that actually sometimes it appears that we get along too well on stage that he actually wanted a little more drama from us. So we've been working on, fighting on stage a little bit more. But as far as off the stage, we definitely continue to have a good time.
Oh, great. Great. You know, because I'm sure there are a lot of different performing ensembles who have their me time away from rehearsals and performances and only get together when it's time to work. Obviously, you don't. You enjoy each other's company.
We spend a lot of time together.
Good,
for sure.
Good. It's very apparent in the way you play. How about one of those lighter tunes? One of those pop covers. Are you going to be planning to do any of that in Saturday's show, or do you want to?
I think we're going to play a pop tune. We haven't quite decided yet which one we're going to play, but. We normally do them as encores, so if the crowd is big enough and clapping enough at the end, then we'll come out and play one. But I think right now we're going to play one of our greatest hits on YouTube. It's called Take On Me by the band A-ha. They're an 80s one-hit wonder. Zach actually arranged this on a flight to Grand Junction, Colorado, where we were playing a concert. They asked us to play something hip and cool, and so Zach was like, sure, I got 2 hours.
You reached all the way back into the 80s
and
found this one.
Yeah, so... before we play this, I'd like to say also that we're all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all of that stuff. So,
and it's under Altius Quartet, no string, just Altius Quartet.
Okay, and that's at Altius Quartet on Twitter.
At Altius Quartet on Twitter and Instagram and Altius Quartet on Facebook.
Social media is the way to go, guys.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Cool,
in fact, we just joined Twitter on our station just a couple of weeks ago. So, hey, we're working our way into the 21st century, too, here at Public Radio 90. Okay, A-ha's Take On Me, arranged by Zachary, the cellist, and performed by the Altius String Quartet. Thank you. Bravo! I can guarantee you that was the only time we've ever heard Aha on Humoresque. The only time. The Altius String Quartet. Once again, they are violinist Sandra Giordano and Joshua Ulrich, violist Andrew Krim, and cellist Zachary Reeves. They're based at the University of Colorado Boulder, the graduate string quartet there, under the tutelage of the Takash Quartet, and here at Northern Michigan University to perform in concert Saturday night, 7:30 Eastern Time at the Reynolds Recital Hall in the Hedgecock Building here on the campus of NMU. It is a free event thanks to the Cyril Endowment, which is providing support for their visit here to the university. Okay, the box office at Reynolds Hall opens at 6:30, whispered by the head of the Department of Music, Rob Engelhardt, who has been escorting them around here in the Marquette area. Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure to have you here. I really enjoyed this.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. And I want to ask you one more time, do you have a lot of experience being on the radio, or is this your first time?
This is our second time, third time?
Second time?
Yeah.
We were actually in Grand Junction. We were asked to be on the radio, and it turned out to be a hard rock station.
Ah.
So we got there, and he's like, yeah, welcome to The Alternative. And then we played Haydn.
That's pretty funny.
Well, to them, that was a real alternative, I'll
tell
you. Well, again, thanks a lot for being here, and we're certainly glad to have you here at Northern Michigan University. Don't make it your only visit here, I promise.
We hope not.
I promise you'll have a great audience every time you show up.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.